Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
We will get into the season finale. This is the series ender today of Dave Bennett Sports in the Morning. So more to come on that.
It's going to be a cliffhanger.
I heard he might be taking a deal with streaming, so it could be Netflix.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I just want to know, are you going to be joyriding on the expressway early in the morning? Just, you know.
I'm just going to ride in the left lane and let people flash their lights at me.
Yeah, just because you don't have to be anywhere in the morning in the future.
Yeah, I got time.
6:16 is.
And I don't want to get dirty looks when I come in here. If I want a cafe latte, you give me a cafe latte.
Yeah, well, I had a caffeine free, a no caffeine, whatever you call it, yesterday in my drink. Yeah.
Can I make a quick announcement to the staff?
Sure.
My wife baked furiously, and there is a big tray of goodies out
by the
coffee machine.
I saw that in the kitchen. I mean, there is no way I'm going to be good today.
I hope not.
That's a pretty impressive-looking bakery talent Mrs. Ennett has.
Yeah, she is very good.
I just want to say that the biscotti is the best biscotti I've ever eaten in my life. It is so good.
She's going to be very pleased when I tell her.
It all looks pretty good. I'm gonna go for the assortment. Have a little bit of everything.
Good.
So I get up this morning. First thing, I Google Chicago Cubs because I fell asleep and it was 1-1. What happened? Right. Matthew Boyd seemed to be cruising along.
Gave up a home run to the Giants' Matt Chapman, and that was pretty much it for him. He had 8 strikeouts. In 5 1/3 innings, but Chapman got to him, and he didn't make many mistakes, but he made just enough to lose the game. The Cubs didn't have a lot of offense against Justin Verlander, who had really struggled, especially at home. But Verlander got his first win at Oracle Park since joining the Giants, 5-2. Cubs fall 6.5 games out.
Yeah, second thing I did was check on the Brewers, who won.
And they won. And in fact, the Mets won, so they picked up a game on the Cubs. They're the first team out of the wild card. And the Padres won. They're closing in on the Cubs for that first wild card spot. So, yeah, it wasn't a good night to lose a game.
And then the third thing I did when I turned off the alarm clock after that, I thought, well, what's Dave Innett doing now with his alarm clock? Is he throwing it away after he turns it off this morning?
Well, no, because it's an Amazon device. I don't want to say the first name because it'll set everybody's off. But
okay.
So I'll keep it. Uh-huh. It did not go off this morning because, as usual, I was up before the alarm.
Is that going to happen again
tomorrow? I won't have to set it tomorrow.
Yeah, more to come on that. Kale ice cream has hit China.
Yes.
I know where Dave is going to be spending a lot of his free time now, in Beijing. Listen to this. In China's retail jungle, Häagen-Dazs is getting eaten alive by a local gelato chain whose name means Mr. Wildman. Priced at $4 a cup less than Häagen-Dazs, Mr. Wildman's made-in-the-store gelato has shot ahead of its rival in the past couple of years. With flavors such as rice and kale, it has grown to nearly 1,000 stores. Meanwhile, Häagen-Dazs's China operation is struggling. The chain has 356 stores in China, and that's down by more than 100 since the beginning of last year. Häagen-Dazs stores in China were experiencing double-digit traffic declines recently and blamed the Chinese economy. But I think it may be the kale ice cream that's drawing customers away. What do you think? And Dave's not even there yet.
No. Coin.
But you can add that to your retirement plan.
My to-do list.
Yeah. You can have it shipped here on dry ice.
Oh, good. That's a good idea.
The only thing getting more hits on social media than Taylor and Kelsey is Dave Ennett ending his morning duties today.
Dave's not here!
Starting tomorrow. Andy Mazur will be in this slot. And that was very kind of you to feed us this morning with the lovely baked treats that your wife made, but we need to counter that with what I know you would prefer, Dave, and in your honor, we will be chowing down on this kale salad that Haley's going to bring in right now.
It's
lovely, assorted vegetables on top.
Thank you, Haley.
We have, I believe, a soybean dressing that goes with that.
Did you not have candles for that?
No, this looks very nice. There's broccoli, there's cauliflower, some corn, some cherry tomatoes.
We knew you'd love it.
Thank you. I won't eat it until after the show, but thank you.
Well, we want some, too.
So, do you really, Bob?
Well, in your honor. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you. Thank you, Haley.
Because as anyone who asks us is told by anybody here on the morning crew, you are, in the words of Vince Lloyd and Jack Rosenberg, a hail fellow well met.
Yes, I can hear them saying it.
Dave, are you a member of AARP yet? I know you like the kale, but, you know, you get a free donut if you're a member. Every day you get a free donut.
I have been a member for a while, but I just, donuts have never done it for me. I just don't, I think they're kind of like a, this is heresy, I know, to say this on this show, but.
Yeah, we've noticed this you.
It's not a tough decision for me. I don't get it.
You know, the Breakfast Club we have in the morning here, ribs, pizza, beef sandwiches, hot dogs. Dave has never touched a morsel of that.
No.
Which the willpower is so encouraging.
That's why we have the kale salad for him. And, you know, you mentioned AARP, but just remember, it's a fake retirement because Dave will be doing Northwestern football and basketball, occasionally filling in on WGN-TV Sports, and I'm sure he'll find an excuse to be with us now and then.
I will.
Hopefully.
I hope you'll have me.
Yes, we'll consider it. And Dave, people commenting about you here. Dave Bennett's genuine enthusiasm and sports knowledge have been a pleasure to listen to. We will miss him.
Thank you.
And here's another one. Let me do with that. It's here somewhere. Oh, yeah, here it is. Good morning. I just have to say that I'm really going to miss hearing Dave's voice in the morning, but congratulations on your retirement from a longtime listener.
Thank
Dave's
you.
Not here!
but he will be on the Northwestern games.
Yes.
And Dave, I hope you you don't mind. I've taken the liberty to write a little speech for you to give, because I know even though you don't want any great ceremonies, I'm sure there will be people around the office who will be, you know, asking you about how it felt here to wrap things up in the morning. So I wrote a little speech. I'll give it to you after the show. It's just kind of a list of all of the people, all the personalities you've worked with over the decades here, and then what I've written there is I was your favorite. So that's a little something for you to use.
Yeah, what time
later.
Am I going to get that after the show?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
10 o'clock today. If you've been a regular listener, it'll come as no surprise to you that I've been trying to get rid of Dave Bennett for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
But all seriousness aside, Dave, you are the pro's pro fixture on the sports scene here, and as anyone will tell you, the world's nicest man to work with. And I think having Dave here upped our game. And speaking for all of us on the morning crew, we can't wait for Andy Mazur to be here with us every morning so we can relax and goof off. And that'll start tomorrow. And by the way, how do you not weigh 300 pounds? Your wife baked these cookies and biscottis.
Karen.
They are unbelievably good, and you only eat kale. How did this happen?
You know what? That is something I will break my rules for. And some of those cookies there are, which have a little bit of a greenish tint, those are pistachio. Those are my favorites. I will have one Like, in the evening, as my dessert, I'll have one of those cookies.
Well, Karen doesn't have to leave the morning shows. Maybe she could continue to...
Let's hope. Because I saw that, and I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. So maybe Dave eats all the junk at home, and then he has to be good here. Yeah. But by the way, John Williams, photo opportunity at about 10. We're going to pose around the kale salad we brought Dave.
Oh, nice. Yes. I'll go get my... Wildcat hat that I have.
It looks really good too, that salad.
It's a good one. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's Marianne approved.
Oh, great.
Our preview of the John Williams Show is sponsored by Gordon Associates Long-Term Care Insurance. Yeah. You got the Manny's coffee mug today. Huh? That's a nice
one. This is a good mug. I like a good heavy thick mug. We give away Speed Jokes coffee mugs that frankly aren't this nice. They're lovely. They're nice souvenirs. I'm happy to hand them out. People seem to enjoy them. But the Manny's mugs at Manny's Deli in Chicago, you pay like $9.99 for this. Worth every penny.
Yeah, and come up with another $50, you get yourself a corned beef sandwich.
It's a good sandwich too, Bob.
So will you be working Mr. Ennett to the bone here on his last day in the radio station?
I'm kind of torn between how nice and how mean to be to him. I don't know what the right blend is, Bob. You want to kick him in the pants, but you want to pat him on the back. Right?
Why do you want to kick me in the pants?
Because you're leaving, Dave.
Well, only to go to the Northwestern games. He's not really, leaving.
Yeah,
the radio
we should put
station.
Those games on the radio. So what's the first?
I hear they are
what's
on.
The first game, Dave?
First game is Saturday. We will have it on the radio, John. That's great
awesome.
Idea. against Tulane in New Orleans at 11 o'clock kickoff, 10:30 pregame on Saturday.
Somebody right. sent me their own version of a speed joke. They said Dave has been doing these games for so long. The first time he did this one, it was one lane.
Well, let's just point out for Dave, this chapter is over, but not the book, right?
Oh, absolutely
like
not
that
the
one?
Book.
You can go with that one.
Speaking
like
of books,
that.
Dave, we will do speed jokes in a little bit. We've got some last reading for Dave before he heads off into
I'm
the
I'm not
sunset.
Even going to resist.
It has been a very big treat to be with Dave here. 5 years. I'm thinking, have I really done this for 5 years? I guess so, with Dave here. And we never had to worry about whatever we threw at him, sports or anything else. And, I'm going to miss you, Dave. This is the first time I've been upset with you in 5 years because I'm going to be thinking about you not waking up early, not driving on the Kennedy in the morning.
Well, that's the biggest thing. But I mean, honestly, Bob, call me when you're driving in. I'll be up. I don't think I'm going to go back to being able to sleep past 4 o'clock for a long time.
Yeah. How many years has it been working these hours?
Well, consecutively, I've worked mornings since July of 1988.
Yikes.
Every morning. And it was 3 o'clock for many of those years until you came along.
Yeah, we put a stop to that.
And unfortunately moved it back.
I know.
Surratt's never going to minimize his schedule or retire. He's just going to keep starting later and later and later.
That's right. I'm like, get it down to a five-minute show.
Shrink. He comes in at 9:30.
This will be the start of his show.
Yeah. That's what I'm aiming
someday.
Dave, you have some final thoughts, do you?
I had an addition to your record collection.
Oh, good.
Which I would like to hand to you.
Oh, here. Really? What is this? It's a 45.
It is a 45.
Go Cubs, go! Steve Goodman with the Chicago Cubs chorus. How about that? On the WGN Radio 720 label?
Yes.
I've never seen this. Oh, this is going to be right in the jukebox. Because you were here at the station when this whole idea was conceived, right?
I was, back in 84. But, and then, of course, the Beach Boys came along. They did the Cubs, 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 Here Come the Cubs. But I thought you should have this. As I was going through my various items in my desk.
You've done a good job cleaning out your office.
I think we've come up with some good stuff. But I thought, this belongs to Bob Surratt. So I wanted to make sure you had that.
I know you you didn't want to take this with you on your new gig there, and if you haven't heard, Dave is going to be a greeter at Cracker Barrel, so and also do the Northwestern games. Well, thank you for this. I'll treasure it. Go Cubs, go, Steve Goodman. Yeah. And did I tell you I went to grade school with Steve?
I knew that. Yeah,
he's an Albany Park kid. Yep. Used to play softball with him. So I love having this. Thank you.
You're welcome.